Salvatri, Book 2, the Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 4, The Kingdoms of the Little Life, page 150. In limits only it was powerful, acute to capture truth for outward use. Its knowledge was the body's instrument. Absorbed in the little works of its prison house, it turned around the same unchanging points in the same circle of interest and desire, but thought itself the master of its jail. Although for action, not for wisdom made, thought was its apex or its gutter's rim. It saw an image of the external world and saw its surface self, but knew no more. Out of a slow, confused, embroiled self-search, mind grew to a clarity cut out, precise, a gleam enclosed in a stone ignorance. In this bound thinking's narrow leadership, tied to the soil, inspired by common things, attached to a confined, familiar world, amid the multitude of her motived plots, her changing actors and her million masks, life was a play monotonously the same. There were no vast perspectives of the spirit, no swift invasions of unknown delight, no golden distances of wild release. This petty state resembled our human days, but fixed to eternity of changeless type, a moment's movement doomed to last through time. Existence, bridge-like, spanned the inconscient gulfs, a half-illumined building in a mist which from a void of form arose to sight and jutted out into a void of soul. A little light in a darkness born, life knew not where it went, nor whence it came. Around all floated still the nascent haze.